I'm in rough shape. Went to a little Halloween party last night and did some damage to myself with alcohol. That is taking me some time to recover from. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice or not, but I'm in rough shape. It's Sunday, and Joe showed up like clockwork to do this podcast. You need to get me some sponsors or something. This is a pain in the ass, especially today. I went as a Jew to the costume party. No. Stop talking to me. You're not getting a mic, and if you talk, they can't hear you, and it's like they're eavesdropping on someone's cell phone conversation. Shut up. I went as a Jew. No, I didn't go with the striped concentration camp shirt and the gold star. No. It'd be horrible. No, I had wings and giant bug eyes and antenna and six legs. You know, a Jew. The problem with this podcast also is somebody's going to stumble across this thing that doesn't find me so charming. Doesn't find this shit funny. Little stuff like that is going to come back to bite me in the butt. You know, the people listening now are already up to speed on, you know, what I do here. that's gonna get taken out of context in the very near future. So there's a hangover, and then No Mercy. Joe is here, and No Mercy earlier in the day. I couldn't take a nap because of the horrible child living downstairs being raised really by no one. Two or three years old. He's just cohabitating with a single mom, with his mother. She's not raising him at all. They're just her and the daughter and this horrible feral child are just cohabitating in this apartment. No one's teaching the kid how to talk. So he just yells that, "Blah!" He just makes those noises at the top of his lungs, and "Blah!" means I have to go to the bathroom. It means I'm hungry. It means, hey, look, there's something on TV. You know, it's like Eskimos have 1,000 words for snow. Well, it's the opposite of that. "Blah!" means 1,000 different things. So that's great. I was watching Aliens 4, The Resurrection on cable. And I was sort of half watching, half nodding off. And then it got to the point where that half alien human baby creature was shrieking. And I thought that child was in my apartment. It's the exact same noise. Go watch that movie. That's the noise that this kid makes. And, by the way, same mentality. We're just calm 1 minute and then spastically swatting around and slamming into crap. And then... Yeah, you know, then back to calm. Just horrible. You know the other thing? I'm watching this movie. I don't know if I thought I saw it before, but I didn't remember this scene where Sigourney Weaver goes into the medical laboratory and finds out that there were all sorts of other clones of her that were spliced together with alien genes. So there's all sorts of beakers and huge tubes with these horrifying-looking half-human, half-alien creatures that didn't work out. You know, like they got two heads but no mouth, and they're all twisted and mutated and horrifying-looking. And one of them is alive still on a stretcher and looks up at her and says, "Kill me." Kill, you know, clearly in a lot of pain and just looks... has one twisted up arm, and I think her leg was part alien and part, you know, just horror, gut-wrenching scene. And Sigourney Weaver does a nice job acting. You know, she looks horrified and shaken. And Winona Ryder comes up and gives her a weapon to put the clone hybrid out of its misery. And then so a mercy kill happens there. The part that puzzles me is that she used a flamethrower. if I ever need a mercy killing, I'd like to go a little faster than being burned alive. Let me just put that out there right now. If ever you got a mercy kill me, if ever I'm begging for death, don't use a flamethrower. Boot stop me. Or just smash me in the face with a flamethrower. But don't light me on fire and then sort of take a ceremonious pregnant pause as I crackle for a couple minutes and then wander off. No, I quickly is a way to go on a mercy kill. I think that's key, isn't it? So anyhow, yeah, kid's screaming all day long, just like the thing. And actually, I was thinking, what the kid is like is if Andy Dick had sex with a Yeti, their offspring would be this child. So, you know, like, just sort of human in a really spastic, retarded way, but mostly feral and wild-eyed. Just a wild-eyed, feral creature that sort of makes human noises and is a complete spaz. More so even than other children. And parents, you know, they love to get their back up in an arch and go, unless you've had kids, you can't talk about raising kids. That's a moronic argument, first of all. That's the same argument where, you know, well, if you're not black, you can't understand racism. Well, if you're not this, you can't understand. That's an argument for morons. Okay? I hate hearing that. It's just, you're just telling the world you're an idiot. You don't have to be something to understand the hardships of it, okay? There's still black and white areas. There's still things that make sense and don't make sense. Just because you're not a parent doesn't mean you can't say that that kid shouldn't be playing with a box of screws or just stabbing the neighbor's window with a screwdriver. You know, I'm not talking about gray areas here, whether or not to spank them and how rough to be. But this kid is not going to live to see next week. Read the blog. I did a blog about this already. Read the blog. The kid's doomed. And, by the way, next week, I was going to blog, but I'm going to do it here. I'm going to bring that police report of my neighbor getting arrested for disorderly conduct. And hopefully the court transcripts, I'm going to read them here and then offer my 2 cents as I read. It's going to be awesome. And actually, I'm getting sidetracked. This hangover, God, it is killing me. Oh, I'm not a young man anymore. So that's a moronic argument in most cases. I mean, there are times where, like, you do have to have lived through it in order to talk. Like, if I were to get up here and say, well, if I was a Normandy Beach boy, I wouldn't be skied. I'd charge up that beach, head it through those Nazi 88s, and I'd have a gun in each hand, and I'd pick up my buddy's arm after that got blown off, and I'd put a gun in that arm and tuck it under my armpit, and I'd have 3 arms shooting at those Nazis. Then I would be an asshole. That's one of those situations where you cannot talk unless you've been in the situation. I can't tell you what I think would happen if I were on Normandy Beach in World War II. I would get shot right through the top of the skull because I would be on my hands and knees vomiting in terror. Vomiting with fear. Just drive heaving. And so I would get shot right through the top of the head, through the spine, and right out my keister. It would just go directly right through just make a hole right directly through me. Wouldn't even sever the spine. Just go right, zoop, just right through. And, And then I'd whistle. as my body is just sort of half floating, half drifting on the sand of the beach, you know, as the waves crest, and I just sort of, the dead body just drifts along and just keeps whistling. What the hell was I talking about? I don't know. So they're not teaching this kid how to talk. So he just screams. Now, the best part of my day is the 3 to 4 times a day that she gets locked out of her apartment by this child. She goes out of the apartment. As soon as she steps foot one out of the apartment, this kid drops whatever he's doing, hauls ass, slams the door on her, and then locks it, and then goes in place. Taking out the garbage. It's awesome on many levels. Awesome, one, because she's being she's being outsmarted by a three-year-old. Two, she's being outsmarted by a three-year-old on a daily basis and multiple times during the course of the day and in the same way. Idiot. But the best part is her knocking on the door, telling the kid to unlock the door. Unlock the door. Come on, baby. Quit playing around. You got to unlock the door. You got to, come on, open the door. He can't talk, so he doesn't know what a door is. You stupid bitch! You never told him what a door is. He doesn't understand what you're saying. What you need to do is go "Bah!" and hope that it's the right pitch, and he understands that that means undo what you just did to Mama. Yeah. I just spun my head around very quickly, and that's the thing about a hangover, especially as it's sort of ending, and you think it's over until you start moving around in the fashion you're used to, and you may hear me puke. I'm gonna just put this energy drink to my forehead. The Jew costume was a big hit, I think. This kid. You know, let me just mix concepts here for a second. I gotta tell you, I agree with really 99% of what Hitler did. It's the premise that I disagree with. Now, hear me out. Just hear me out here a second. None of you out there can honestly say to me that at any given point there aren't 6 million people on this planet who deserve to get shoved into a bread oven. Right? There are. Look, there are. There's three of them living below me that deserve to get shoved in a bread oven. I disagree with him picking people arbitrarily based on religion or race or, whether or not they're a dissident. See, if he collected 6 million people who were just a pain in the ass and lit them up, boy, then there you go. That is the final solution. Can we not agree on that? Uh-oh. Okay, I'm good. Whew, I had another scare there. Probably karma for this, what I just mentioned with Hitler. But I sympathize with Hitler. I sympathize with Germany, because Europe, here, you look at Europe, France is worthless, Italy really hasn't done anything in about 2,000 years, Poland, that whole Eastern Bloc is just a cluster F, Spain, you got a collection of countries that are just, getting nothing done. And constantly fighting amongst themselves over stupid crap. Just a bunch of prima donnas. And then you got Germany. Germany is like the big brother that has his act together. And the rest of them are just a bunch of idiots. So I sympathize that every 20 years or so, they feel compelled to just go, oh, you know what? What the hell with this? We're in charge. I can't even watch this anymore. I can't watch you idiots. Enough. Give me that. I'm in charge. You just shut up and do what I tell you. This is ridiculous. So I said, it'd be like, picture it, you're in an office full of idiots, and you just declare yourself the manager. That's basically what Germany does every 20 years, and then we go in there and try and stop them. Why? What the hell am I saying? What am I saying? We're not putting this up. Ruin my already worthless reputation. What am I, And then I got my power. As long as I'm looking like an idiot, I got my power shut off because I got in an argument with the electric company. This has not been a good week. But I was actually in the right this time. Let me make a long story short here. See, in winter in Wisconsin, it's against the law to shut your power off. It's against the law to shut your electricity off. So the power company, the electric company, they can't shut your power or your electricity off in the winter because, well, you'd freeze to death. And even though you're a deadbeat, they don't want you to freeze to death. So 4 or 5 months out of the year, you don't have to pay your bill. I mean, it didn't take more than 3 seconds for lowlifes to figure out, well, I just don't have to pay my bill then for those months. Do something else with that money. And then when spring rolls around, you get a big, fat, like, $500 bill, and you just call them up and tell them you want payment arrangements. And by doing that, you're admitting you're a jackass. And here's why. Because Wisconsin is a really liberal state, and there are state agencies that will pay for anything if you just go show up and tell them you don't have any money. There's rent assistance, heat assistance, electrical assistance. There's probably, food, everything. So when you call the electric company to make payment arrangements, and then they say, well, would you like to talk to somebody about heat assistance from the state? And then you go, no, I don't qualify for that. What you've just said is, no, I got money. I'm just a jackass. I just wanted to run a game on you for three, 4, 5 months. So that's what I've done the majority of my adult life. You know, as I get older, it's starting to creep up on me, getting a little creeping up my spine at all these times where I come off as a jackass. That might add up to me being a jackass. Something to think about. So anyhow, got in a big screaming. I was in the right. They weren't sending me my bill because I signed up to get my bill online, and that didn't work because I forgot what the password was or whatever. So then I was calling them for every month for like 4 months, saying, "Please start sending me paper bills again. I can't get on my account online. I don't know what I owe you." And they say, "Sure, sure, sure." So I was just going, the grocery store has a little kiosk there that isn't run by the electric company, but you can pay there. And I'm just going there and just guessing, just handing money. Look, I think it's, I'm just going to pay $60. That's usually what it is. So I'm just handing over money. I had no idea if I'm paying too much or too little. So it turns out I was just a little under. Not a big deal. But then this last month, I didn't pay at all because if I was an organized guy, I wouldn't be in this situation, but I'm not. And eventually, if you don't send me a bill, I'm going to forget to pay. So I got a big argument with them, and then little devil on my shoulder said, "Hey, you know what? They can't shut your power off anyhow. It's 40 degrees outside. It's October. Tell them to kiss your ass. You're right. They're wrong." And then I said, "Yeah, you know what? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kiss my ass. Go ahead and shut my power off. Yeah, we both know you can't do it." "Well, sir, your credit, blah, blah. My credit sucks. My credit sucks. I was trying to clean it up, but you JOs started screwing me around with this, not sending me a paper bill. So, screw you. I'll just have another free winter on you. I'll have another winter on you, and we'll do this dance again in the spring. Kiss my ass." Well, October is not one of those months that's covered by that law, and they shut off my power. And then I went from very pleased with myself after hanging up the phone to 2 days later having to call back and ask them to please turn my power back on, and of course had to pay the entire balance. Demoralizing. But we're done. We got to stop now. We're stopping 20-minute segments. So. Oh, before I do that, some quick plugs. Arsenic Lullaby Omega is in stores right now. That's the final issue of Arsenic Lullaby for the foreseeable future while we work on the old cartoon there. And pretty good one, I think. Turned out all right. The Baron von Donut story in there, I think, might be the best story I've ever written. You know, as far as an actual story, beginning, middle, and end. Not the funniest thing I've ever done, but I think the best. Probably one of the best. And we're putting a bunch of stuff up on eBay. A bunch of cool stuff. And, you know I'm not out here to pick your pocket. There's a lot of stuff, you know, if it's not that great, I'll tell you. This stuff ain't that great. Like this podcast. And I said, you know, this ain't that good yet. It might eventually be good. Not that good yet. But the stuff we put on eBay this week, pretty cool. There's some Christmas ornaments that turned out real nice, hand-painted, and three of my old sketchbooks, which might be a pretty cool collectible for someone to have. So if, you know, if you're a big fan of Arsenic Lullaby, there's three sketchbooks. They're not, you know, fancy or polished or anything, but there's some pretty neat stuff in there, I think. Like, whenever I sell something or put something up, I always think, you know, what would I pay for it? Would I like it? And that sort of thing. And I think if, like, you know, David Boswell had a sketchbook up on eBay, I think that'd be pretty cool. So I threw my old sketchbooks up there because cleaning out my office, getting moving out paints and brushes and moving in computers. So, yeah. So, Arsenic Lullaby Omega in stores now. Stuff is up on eBay right now. We also got hoodies, and there's a whole bunch of stuff. So, go get some. And, yeah. I should figure out a sign. See, I don't have a sign-off for the first part of everything. So it's awkward to me. I don't know. Maybe I'll just go, dude. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Stop the podcast now. Dude.